accused al-Qaeda terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui is no longer allowed to represent himself in court. Yesterday, Judge Leonie Brinkema dramatically reshaped the legal landscape of the Moussaoui case by revoking his right to represent himself and handing it back to the standby court-appointed lawyers that the only person charged in the September 11th attacks has publicly scorned. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us. Nina, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And what seemed finally to break down the judge's patience?
Well, she's been incredibly patient, you're right. She's been impatient for more than a year and a half. She's put up with Moussaoui's abusive motions in his own behalf. She's refused to make public some of his most incendiary, threatening, and even anti-Semitic remarks, but she's let him file motion after motion and sometimes has even agreed with him.
So what finally seemed to be the point that broke her patience?
Well, basically, she gave him enough rope to hang himself, and he took it unabashedly. She warned him formally and informally last week that he could lose his right to represent himself if he continued to file what the judge called further frivolous, repetitious, scandalous, or disrespectful pleadings. Moussaoui promptly filed two more motions that, according to the judge, were all of the above. The motions are sealed, but the judge's order reveals their substance. For example, one motion asked for a classified congressional report, even though Moussaoui knows he's barred from seeing any classified information. The judge also said that the two latest pleadings contained contemptuous language that she said would never be tolerated from an attorney, and she said would no longer be tolerated from Moussaoui.
What happens now?
Well, first, let me bring you up to date on, for want of a better expression, Scott, the state of play. Judge Brinkema ruled several months ago that the government had to produce via closed-circuit TV three captured al-Qaeda witnesses who were being held overseas in U.S. custody because the judge said she was persuaded they might offer testimony that would disprove the government's allegations that Moussaoui was directly connected to the September 11th attacks. When the government refused to provide the witnesses as ordered, the judge entered sanctions. Instead of throwing out the whole case, as the government had requested in a sort of all-or-nothing gambit, she removed the death penalty from the case and ruled that the government could not introduce any evidence linking Moussaoui to September 11th. The government then appealed those sanctions. If it wins, well, then the death penalty is back on the table, and so is the September 11th evidence. If the government loses on appeal, it will have to put on a more limited case. But in either event, Moussaoui will be represented by the lawyers he's reviled as standby death lawyers. These are the lawyers appointed by Judge Brinkema, and they also happen to be one of the best criminal defense teams in Virginia.
What seems to be the bottom line here?
The bottom line is that this is, by most expert estimates, probably a twofer, a win for both the defendant and the government. Moussaoui certainly doesn't see it that way, but these lawyers have represented him incredibly ably so far. And if this is a death case, they're a team very experienced in dealing with this very nuanced area of the law. For the government, it's a big win, too, because the trial simply will not be seen as a farce, which it almost certainly would have been if Moussaoui had been representing himself.
Nina, how do you estimate the possibility that Moussaoui could be acquitted no matter who his attorneys are?
Well, it seems unlikely that he could be acquitted of being an al-Qaeda terrorist. He admitted that when he tried to plead guilty. He only reneged on his guilty plea because he said he wasn't involved in the September 11th attack, so he wouldn't plead guilty to that. The case against him as someone conspiring against the United States is pretty much of a slam dunk, though. He admitted that when he was trying to plead guilty. Yeah. The iffy part is the September 11th part.
NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.